Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Badass Affirmations, The Wit and Wisdom of Wild Women by Becca Anderson, narrated by Gina Marie Davies. Foreword. Women have so much to juggle in their lives. Gender roles, physical and emotional labor, workplace expectations, the list goes on and on. Couple this with the constant barrage of mixed messages on having it all, and it should come as no surprise that women find it difficult to maintain healthy self-esteem. Women tend to experience a confidence gap across professional and academic spheres, selling themselves short despite being more than capable of doing, even exceeding, the work. Why does this phenomenon persist? Women need to be reminded of the strength they possess, and Badass Affirmations does exactly that. This book houses short biographies on inspirational women like Shirley Chisholm, Frida Kahlo, and Gloria Steinem, all of whom dealt with insurmountable odds to achieve success. There are also affirmation stations chock full of quotes from women across history in all arenas. Movies, music, politics, television, literature, you name it. These stories and quotations act as confidence catalysts for women looking to assert their power in any area of their life. Badass Affirmations also leaves space for its listeners to participate. After learning about the women highlighted in this book, you can take part in reclaiming your confidence by answering the journal prompts throughout the chapters. In doing so, you can both remind yourself of your strength and address areas in which you want to improve with a balanced approach to self-reflection. Like her other work, Becca Anderson's Badass Affirmations continues to dispel the notion that women are anything other than resilient. This book focuses on uplifting women's stories while also making space for you to write your own. With Badass Affirmations, you'll never doubt your own capabilities again. MJ Favor, author of Badass Black Girl, Empowered Black Girl, and Resilient Black Girl. Introduction. All about affirmations. If you're anything like me, there are always aspects of your life or your personality that you're working to improve. After all, nobody's perfect. That's part of the beauty of life. We all make mistakes. We all have bad habits. We all make bad choices sometimes, and that's okay. In fact, that's great. But if you do want to continue learning and improving, it's probably not a great idea to just keep doing the same thing you've been doing for years. It's time to try something new. This is where affirmations come in. Affirmations are positive statements that you make out loud every day to help you shift your mindset in a positive and productive way. These statements can be about literally anything. For example, if you're trying to increase your self-confidence, you could say something like, "My self-confidence increases every day." Or if, let's say, you just had a bad breakup and you're trying to shift your focus from your dating life, or lack thereof, to your career. Then you could say to yourself, "I will focus on improving my job prospects," or "I am completely focused on my work." It's all about what changes you want to make, how you want to improve your mindset, and ultimately, your life. Now, one of the main benefits of affirmations is that they help you to change how you think over time. You won't wake up one morning, say to yourself that you're going to be happy from now on, and then have the best day of your life every day until you die. Well, You probably won't. Anyway, I suppose anything is possible. But if you commit to taking 5 minutes of your morning to stand in front of the mirror, look yourself in the eye, and tell yourself that you are a beautiful, capable person who will achieve all she is working for, you'll find that after a couple of weeks, you're actually starting to believe yourself. Maybe you'll stop cringing every time you look in the mirror. Or maybe you'll start to notice all of the small steps you're making toward your big goals. The steps that have been made easier now that you know, and I mean really know, that you're capable of anything you set your mind to. Affirmations aren't magic spells. You can't just say that you're going to advance in your career and sit in your chair staring at a blank computer screen every day. You have to work your ass off and take advantage of the chance opportunities that come around. You can't just tell yourself that you're going to love your family members better and then proceed to ignore them every time they come near. You have to actually listen when they talk and respond patiently and kindly. What I'm saying is, if you don't follow up on your affirmations with actions, not much in your life will really change. I mean, it makes sense. Empty words are useless. But affirmations are the first step to a better morning, to an improved mindset, to a you that you actually like to be around. Affirmation Station. Every chapter of this book is full of mini sections I like to call affirmation stations. Each station has a few examples of affirmations that you can use to start your journey toward self-improvement. Now, not every affirmation is for every person. If your goal is to be happy single, for example, you shouldn't say, "I will love my partner well." Rather, you should say, "I am happy and excited to be independent." If you want to change your career or find a new job, you shouldn't say, "I am happy at my job." You should say, "I am capable of making positive changes." My recommendation is to pull out your old highlighters or use some colorful pens and mark the affirmations that you want to use. Find sticky notes in your favorite color and post some of them on your bathroom mirror or on the bottom edge of your computer screen or on your fridge. Only use the ones that reflect your own goals. And keep this book in a place you pass by every day so that you can pull out new affirmations when your goals evolve and change, just as you do. There is no try. You may notice that most of the affirmations in this book start with something along the lines of "I am" or "I will," not "I want to" or "I'll try to." That's because in order to shift your mindset, you need to use strong words. If you say, "I'll try to be more positive," you're making it easier to avoid hard changes. If you say, "I want to inspire others," you're repeating empty words. These statements don't encourage you. They trap you in your old self. Because aren't you already trying to be more positive? Yes, that's why you picked up this book. Don't you already know that you want to inspire others? Of course you do. There's no thought shifting there, no improvement. When you say, "I will be more positive," though, you're locking yourself into making that improvement. You've made a commitment to yourself, one that you aren't going to take lightly. When you say, "I am inspiring others," you remind yourself of the truth. You start to see your actions in a new way. You know they affect others positively. And you start to see yourself in a new light. You know the inspiration you are, the inspiration you were always meant to be. It doesn't matter if your chosen affirmations aren't quite accurate yet. What matters is that they reflect your end goal, where you want to be, not where you see yourself now. They're instruments of change, and they have to be a little sharper and more forceful than your natural language. So, as you continue your odyssey toward a positive mindset and improved life, give yourself a leg up and say, "I will." Oh, and say it out loud. No one else has to be around when you do it anyway, and even a whisper is a more powerful weapon against internal negativity and stagnancy than timid silence. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. The Art of Self-Affirmation. How to use this book. Pick up the book, listen to a random quote, and let those words be your guiding thought for the day. If you are really resonating to this power thought, keep using it every day and let it become your mantra. Use these inspired ideas in speeches, on your bulletin board, in your email signature, as your Twitter handle, or on your social media. Hey, if it is your favorite ever big thought, get a tattoo on your inner wrist where you see it all the time and are reminded of your personal worth and of the great, big, beautiful world we all live in. Listen to a few and really power up for your day. Sort of like getting a booster shot in word form. If you are getting ready to do a presentation, a sales pitch, an interview for your dream job, your next YouTube taping, or any very important date, this affirmation can be the wind in your sails. Always remember this: you have to think happy to be happy. Hugs and kisses. So what are these quotes for? Just about a third of this book is made of words that I didn't come up with, from women who are far more successful, well-known, and inspiring than I am. That's not self-deprecation. I have my fair share of accomplishments. It's just a fact. They've done a lot, and they've become a lot. I wanted to include them for a couple of reasons. First, the more women whose words you and I can relate to, the less alone we'll feel. This book is here to encourage and uplift you. And what better way to do that than to show you just how many women you can understand and connect with? Women that you haven't even met. These women represent people from all over the world, fighting for causes from a wide spectrum, racking up a myriad of unprecedented achievements. And they're just like you. Human beings who cried when they were born and worked hard every day since that first tear to get where they ended up. It really is a small world after all. I also wanted to show you that there's no one right way to live your life. The women quoted in this book are all wildly different, one-of-a-kind individuals. You won't agree with all of them. Hey, I don't even agree with all of them, and I wrote the book. But that's great. They're all still notable, successful, and impressive individuals, each with something of her own to share. We can be encouraged by their successes while we strive for our own. They weren't perfect, just as we aren't perfect, but they didn't let that stop them. In fact, they owned their imperfections. After all, their imperfections helped to make them who they were, who they became. And these incredible women made all of their accomplishments, won all of their awards, broke all of their boundaries in a lot of different ways. And we can too. Finally, these women are trendsetters, They're wave makers, tradition breakers, and world shakers. And they all started at the bottom. They took what they had, and in some cases, that really wasn't much, and they used it to grow themselves into inspirations. Whether that was what they'd always meant to do, or they got there completely by accident. And you know what? That's exactly what you can do too. So grab those highlighters, a few colorful pens, and any semblance of a can-do attitude that you can scrounge up, and start listening. I know you've got this. You're ready to affirm yourself to victory. Journaling to get you started. At the end of this book are 20 thought exercises in the form of journal prompts. These prompts are intended to help you think through your goals and aspirations, and then think through practical and reasonable ways to meet those goals. Here are a few examples of the journal prompts you will find in the back of this book. Pick an inspiring quote. Why does it inspire you? How will you take advantage of that inspiration today? How can you realistically lead a healthier life? What small steps will you take each day to implement these ideas? What changes do you want to see in your love life? Which affirmations will help you make those changes? As you can see, these prompts will help you take the content of this book, the quotes, the badass bios, the affirmations, and put them to some real use. They're a springboard, a way to get you started. Once you've gone through these prompts, I suggest that you continue journaling your goals, your progress, and your affirmations and quotes. Be realistic in what you can achieve. Don't overestimate your abilities, but don't underestimate your drive either. You can be the change you want to see in the world, and you can make the changes that you want to have in your life. Chapter 1. What's wrong with being confident? In a day and age when women are still fighting for equal pay for equal, and sometimes, dare I say, better work, it's easy to see how we might have trouble with our self-esteem. After all, we're still shaking off the side effects of hundreds of years of training to be seen but not heard, to serve but not be served. But thanks to modern feminism, women are again fighting back against the archaic, traditional idea that a woman's role is to simply be an in-home cook, personal maid, and smiling living room ornament. Today, we women tackle work and play, motherhood and muscle, beauty and bossiness. After all, what better quality than bossiness is there for the accomplished bosses and leaders of the world? Affirmation Station. I am confident. I am strong. I am powerful. And confidence is not a new feminine trait. In fact, it's been around for just as long as suppression has. Look at anyone from the biblical Esther to France's Joan of Arc and ask yourself whether they didn't walk with their shoulders back and their heads held high, even with the limited power afforded to them by their patriarchal societies. And they aren't the only ones to take hold of power, despite being looked down upon just for their gender. After all, the longest reigning British monarch, Queen Elizabeth II, happens to be both female and still on top. And the United Kingdom isn't the only sovereign state to have had a woman in charge. Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, who was elected president of Liberia in 2006, was Africa's first elected chief executive. And when her term ended in 2018, she left her post peacefully and gave Liberia its first peaceful transition of power since 1944. And Ellen Johnson Sirleaf isn't the only symbol for African women taking up the reins of democracy. Women in Rwanda, although they still face terrible challenges, make up well over half of the Rwandan legislature. Women have ruled all over, from places like the pre-United States Kingdom of Hawaii to Nigeria, and Egypt to France, and Spain to China, India, and Russia. They didn't let the men, and even the other women, looking down on them, keep them down. Affirmation Station. I am capable. I am a leader. I go after what I want. It doesn't take a monarch to have confidence, though. Anyone can know their own worth, as the wide range of women quoted here will show you. These women know who they are, they accept who they are, and they love who they are. And you can too. No one has to tell you that just surviving in this world full of violence and negativity is an accomplishment, but you do have to tell yourself. You need to affirm your dignity every day, to remind yourself that you are capable of anything and everything you set your mind to. Because let's face it, you are. Affirmation Station. I am successful. I am worthy. I respect myself. You are just like the women quoted here. You will not bow. You will not be changed against your will. You will not be moved. Because deep down, we both know that who you are is exactly who you're supposed to be. I thank God I am endowed with such qualities that if I were turned out of the realm in my petticoat, I were able to live in any place in Christendom. Elizabeth I, Queen of England for 44 years, who casually steered England through one of its most peaceful and prosperous times, all while charming her people and cleverly evading claims of feminine inadequacy. She vowed to never lose her head in love after seeing and learning about the painful love life of her mother, and especially her father. I'm so popular, it's scary sometimes. I suppose I'm just everybody's type. Catherine Deneuve, an Academy Award-nominated French actress whose international career has stretched for over half a century. In spite of honest efforts to annihilate my aiety or merge it in what the world doubtless considers my better half, I still find myself a self-subsisting and, alas, self-seeking me. Jane Welsh Carlyle, 18th century author known for her wit and sass. She wrote her first novel and a five-act tragedy while still in her teenage years. Some people say I'm attractive. I say I agree. Sybil Shepherd, actress and the winner of 3 Golden Globe Awards. She began singing at the age of 5 and hasn't let anyone or anything stop her since. I am growing handsome very fast indeed. I expect I shall be the belle of Amherst when I reach my 17th year. I don't doubt that I shall have perfect crowds of admirers at that age. Then how I shall delight to make them await my bidding. And with what delight shall I witness their suspense while I make my final decision? Emily Dickinson, voluntary recluse and writer of nearly 1,800 poems. Though she never cared much whether they were published, her family and close friends did, to our great benefit. Affirmation Station. I am beautiful. I am attractive. I love myself. I came out of the womb a diva. All it means is you know your worth as a woman. Cyndi Lauper, singer, songwriter, and actress who has won 2 Academy Awards and been honored with 15 Academy Award nominations. Her songwriting for Broadway's 2013 hit musical Kinky Boots, which won a total of 6 Tonys, made her the first solo woman to receive the Tony Award for Best Original Score. The world is wide, and I would not waste my life in friction when it could be turned into momentum. Frances Willard, an educator and temperance activist who helped found the National Prohibition Party and served as president of the Women's Christian Temperance Union. She campaigned for women's suffrage across the country and traveled the world fighting the international drug trade. My master had power and law on his side. I had a determined will. There is might in each. Harriet Ann Jacobs, who spent 7 years hiding alone in a 3-foot-tall nook in her grandmother's house in order to save her children and herself from the wrongs of those who owned her. After she escaped and returned to her children, who had finally been sent north, she became a nurse and a writer, telling her moving story so that all could learn about the horrors of slavery. "I will not be vanquished," Rose Kennedy, matriarch of a family made up partially of politicians. She was their anchor and assisted in many of their political and personal victories. "I used to be Snow White, but I drifted." Mae West, actress, playwright, and burlesque performer. She was arrested for her then-scandalous Broadway show, Sex, which she wrote, directed, and produced herself. Affirmation Station. "I will succeed. I believe in myself. I achieve whatever I put my mind to. Vinegar he poured on me all his life. I am well marinated. How can I be honey now?" Tilly Olson, a groundbreaking fiction author and high school dropout, later awarded 9 honorary doctorates, who often wrote about the lives of women, minorities, and the working poor. She inspired many collegiate-level women's studies programs throughout the United States and beyond. "Prudent people are very happy. 'Tis an exceeding fine thing, that's certain. But I was born without it, and shall retain to my day of death the humor of saying what I think." Lady Mary Wortley Montagu, letter writer, essayist, and world-traveling poet. Her face had been ravaged by smallpox as a child, so when she witnessed smallpox inoculation in Turkey, she jumped at the chance to inoculate her children against smallpox and brought the practice back to her native England. It is indeed a trial to maintain the virtue of humility when one can't help being right. Judith Martin, a.k.a. Miss Manners, author of Miss Manners' Guide to Excruciatingly Correct Behavior. "I just throw dignity against the wall and think only of the game." Suzanne Lenglen, the world's first professional female tennis player. She popularized women's tennis as a spectator sport. Badass to the bone, Suzanne Lenglen. Suzanne was born in Paris in 1899. As a child, she was frail and suffered from many health problems, including chronic asthma. Tennis, her father decided, would build up her strength and benefit her health. She first tried her hand at the game in 1910 on the family tennis court, and her father began to train her to play competitively. Only 4 years later, at age 14, Lenglen made it to the final of the 1914 French Championships, now the French Open. She lost to reigning champion Marguerite Brocardi, but later that spring won the World Hardcourt Champions at Saint-Cloud, Paris, on her 15th birthday, making her the youngest person in tennis history to this day to win a major championship. Long Lan made her Wimbledon debut in 1919.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?